plantation. We talk to them in the office like this all the time. And I do the talking. They sign me. So I represent the paper. So the manager said, he looked the paper. And maybe he liked it. So he asked to the second boss, how you like this? The second boss, he don't want to give. No, no, no. Too high. The manager said, hey, this is a good idea they make. They don't make trouble. They don't make strike. They come and talk to you face to face, man to man talk. Think about it. Give that 35 cents a ton. The manager told them the same. Or the second boss, he don't like boss. He got mad. Somebody went out, he come back. School off, I think. He said, okay, give it. So we get the 35 cents a ton from that year, 1929.
That's a 35 cent increase. Or you went from 28 to 35. Yeah. Yeah.
About 7 cents?
Yeah.
That's big money.
That's big money already. So everybody happy.
This was
the more they work, the more they get the money. See. So the manager find out that the people like the price, they work good, no trouble. So we get the 35 cents until I left the plantation.
And that there was never a strike?
Never a strike. He give me credit, the manager. I give you good credit. Anything you want, you come see me. I give you. So, anything I want, hey boss, tomorrow night we get recreation night. What you do? Some people like come, they like dancing, singing. I say, go ahead. No trouble. No make trouble. See, we no make trouble. So far, we never get in trouble. Since I guide them all the way I like. So whenever we like dancing, social box, call all the girls, she come, all dancing, singing, sell the boxes. Whatever you bring, you get box, you put something inside, so we play action.
Action.
The highest buy. Oh, that's what we have done. Very good, and the plantation was good. When holiday, when Filipino holiday, we get together, I put them donate this much. And we buy one cow, one pig. We hold it.
Cow.
Oh yeah, they like it, boy. Before, one cow is only $35. One cow, yeah, one head.
One pig.
35 cents, pig only $15. See how much we spend, only about $50. Rice. $2 a bag, we're not going to eat one bag.
100 pounds, yeah?
They eat.
Bobbing.
Yeah, you hold the hand, tight the hand, and only the head in the mouth, in the palangana, in the water. We give prize to the winner. That's the worst part, you see, because there's like one pig, they pay, they dive in the water, everybody laughing.
What Filipino holidays did you celebrate? Like Rizal Day?
Mostly Rizal Day.
Mostly Rizal
Day.
Were there any other special Filipino?
No, no
more. Did the church in the camp have a patron saint? Did you have fiesta of any kind for the saint's day of the church?
We don't have the church, but...
When holiday like that, the whole plantation,
we asked
for the whole plantation to celebrate that day, everybody in the world.
So there was a saint's day for that particular church or not?
No.
I don't know, in Pahala if they have. Not our camp. We didn't.
So it was mainly Rizal Day?
Mainly Rizal Day, yeah.
Did you celebrate the birthday or the death? Like December or
December.
June was the independence. Yeah, that was not independent.
That's not till later.
Only 4th of July.
4th 4th of July.
American holiday that we stay home too.
Yeah.
We are allowed to display our flag, American flag, the 4th of July.
Yeah.
That one we celebrate. 4th of July and December. There, 2 days a year.
That's out already.
Huh?
While we're here in Honolulu, 4th of July.
Oh, we celebrate before?
Plantation too.
Plantation too.
You had Miss Philippines contest or beauty contest?
Yes. No,
in Hilo. The city.
Oh,
in the city. Not in the camp.
Candidate.
Because the candidate, they come around.
For that result,
they sell tickets.
Yeah.
To buy votes.
Mm-hmm. They sell tickets. In the camp, they do.
For result day, do they have speeches? People will give talks?
Yeah. They do. We had our racing flag in front of the camp. We all gathered together.
That's how some Filipinos go broke. They buy all the tickets.
Tickets for
the candidata.
Candidata. How much did they cost, one ticket?
I don't know how much.
50 cents.
50 cents.
50 cents. $1, I think.
You can buy as many as you like.
Yeah. That's when the Filipinos go broke too.
Always
have
they count votes. How you call that? Escutinho?
Escutinho.
Really?
Corn was eaten that much
in Isabela side, in northern Luzon, yeah.
And they like it?
They like it.
Yeah.
Because
how about the Visayans?
Oh, Cebu Bohol.
They have a lot of...
Especially Cebu, they grow corn to eat.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I think they've come to really like it. Some people there,
they don't like
it. Some of the farmers there, they don't like rice.
Yeah, they
like corn better.
Corn better.
Tasty.
And then now they have this mix. They mix corn and rice together.
Mm.
You know, and they have it's combined.
Combined now.
Yeah. Mm. Some people like that. The corn is good for you.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
The soup, I like it.
They, whenever you're, if you're an American, you go there. They always tell you not to eat corn because it'll make you sick. It's too heavy.
It's so heavy.
So they always give you rice. They think that you'll be okay, but with corn, they protect you from it. You know, it takes you a while. In fact, it's one way you can sort of let people know that you've lived there a long time is if you can eat
corn.
If you can eat the corn and not get sick. It's crazy.
Does your brother handle your homestead there in Isabela?
My sister.
Oh, your sister.
Since we left that place. My father left the place when I was so young. I went back home to Lawag. And
your sister married to?
To married to one.
So which town is your brother the principal in? Which?
It's in Bayongbong.
Bayongbong?
Bayongbong. Nueva Vizcaya.
Vizcaya.
Yeah. Nueva Vizcaya.
Bayongbong.
And what is his name? I don't think we ever got that before. Did we get?
Yeah.
No.
We have
the younger brother who was going to come.
Silvino Barren, yeah. He is still Kitsino there in a small town in Bayongbong.
Okay.
What we did not ask before was, I think what we probably should do is figure out at what point in time did you come in contact with the Filipino Federation of America, and how this has affected your later life. I know your family had been members of the organization before you met Mr. Barring.
Right.
What you could do is just tell us how your family got,
how they joined,
and then we can bring it together when the two of you were married.
Just move closer to the edge.
I think you had not joined before you were married. Is that true?
No.
Right.
No.
Right.
But your wife's family
had already.
Yeah.
But I already know about the Federation at that time. Yeah, I learned because I'm mostly close to them and all the members, because in my camp they got big crowd, big dance. So members in there. So I used to mingle with them. Because before when I was in that car.
You had car?
I had a car, driving car. I think I was the first man who drive car in the camp.
Let's put it down.
So when they go places to places, they always hire me to bring them.
Oh.
And that's where I know them.
I see.
That's why I learned the situation.
No.
So your family then joined very early?
Yeah, the early part.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about how your family got...
They joined 1936.
Mother.
1936,
your
mother. My mother joined. That's where the Mukado came to Hawaii.
And she joined there? How did they find out about the Federation?
Through friends.
Through friends. Did somebody come to the plantation?
No. There were members. Members were there from Hilo, I think. Then they moved.
Oh, Hilo was one of the first
princes.
One of the first.
Then they moved to Pahala, lived there.
Did the master send like missionaries? I remember at one point someone told us about that when the movement was first founded here, that there were people who came from California ahead of the master, and they sort of spread the word.
The 12 people.
Yeah, the 12.
All those 12. Did you ever meet any of them?
No, I was little.
You were also very small.
I think he knows, no? You seen them?
Those 12 people,
they had long hair and without shoes.
Yeah.
I never met them, but the minister in that...
Filipino minister.
Filipino minister in that...
Methodist.
Yeah, Methodist in that plantation.
Yeah. Pahala.
Them.
Pahala.
Pahala.
Oh yeah, what's the name of the minister?
That Lini.
Lini.
He met them on the road, right by the plantation store. The two of them was walking with long hair, long beard.
No shoes.
No shoes.
And what did they have?
They walked before they used to walk, they walked. But those days they're really strong in mystery, something like that. So then the minister, he didn't say anything. He saw them walking, talking with somebody. So he happened to go the other plantation, the next plantation, about 4, 5, 6 miles apart from our plantation. While he was going over there, he met them on the way.
He met them again.
So he did not say anything.
He was just surprised.
But at that time, the Federation was strong to build up, to preach to the people. So he did not say anything. He saw them. And then when he came up to the camp, he took with the members, all the Federation members. He asked them if they seen those people. He said, no, we did not see, they did not come up here. So he did not say anything, he just kept quiet, and really he observed the Federation members, that they are very, humble, they don't bother, they talk nice to you, they don't force you if you don't want to. They don't say, you're doing this and that. No, they just tell what they know, and you listen if you like, well, up to you. So we surprised on this day. So that's the story of that.
How many members were there at this time, would you say, on the plantation?
About dozen, I think. Dozen.
Maybe a dozen or so.
In Pahal, in your
plantation. Mostly the members were in Hilo.
Mostly, because the office was in here.
That's the headquarters.
Did you have any leader, Manang,
in
your camp?
No. In our camp?
Yeah.
No leaders. Only members, yeah?
Who was the one in charge in Hilo at that time?
Mabalud.
Mabalud was the first time. First time. But when we joined was Ping Pong.
Ping Pong.
You know him?
I've seen his name in some of the programs.
Yeah, they used to be the aide.
Benny Escobedo.
He was one of the officers of.
So this Anghel Ping Pong, was he a Visayan?
Yeah, Visayan. Bohol, I think.
Bohol. Also, yeah. Benny, I think, is from Bohol.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bohol. Yeah. So he was in charge of the Hilo office. But those, Benny was not a spiritual.
No.
Nor Ping Pong, it was not either.
No, no. Or material.
Were there any spiritualistas in Hilo at the time?
I don't know.
Mostly the material.
Yeah. Because the spiritual is built up here, Kali.
In Kali.
When your mother joined, not your father, but your mother.
Mother joined.
What were the early activities that they had? What made her join?
Because she was sick. She was sick, so she wanted to see Master for treatment or help or anything. So Master said that to join the Filipino Federation of America.
Did the Master come to?
No, we went to the office.
In Hilo. And he was there?
He was there.
Yeah, I know he used to visit.
Yeah, visit the island. So happened that he was there and my mother was sick. We went to see at the office, and he was at Hilo Hotel. That's where he stayed.
This was in 1936.
Yeah.
Somewhere around.
About June, June.
And she became well.
Well, gradually. Because she doesn't want to go to the doctor or those crazy dentist or what. Never did in her life. So she went, we went, and Master told her to stop smoking because she always carry her durham. She likes durham here on your road.
Yeah.
So Master told her to stop smoking, because she was coughing. So Master told her to stop smoking. Then she obeyed, and gradually she got well.
And then she joined.
Because of her health.
Did you take regular trips from the plantation down to Hilo to participate in the activities of
once a month.
Once a month.
So we have meetings and all that.
I used to bring them.
Oh yeah, you used to be the one.
The driver. They
did
always
you stay outside while they went to the meeting?
No, he roamed around.
Just bring them to
meet
the office.
At the
meetings, did they also have a religious service?
Like what we are doing.
Yeah. Who used to preside? Who was the minister at the time? The reverend? Because Ping Pong was not...
Another old man.
Ping Pong and Escobedo, they would not be the ones who would do that.
No, he wasn't.
So a spiritualist was presiding?
Yeah. I don't know that old man.
He was an old man also. Did he come from Kalihi?
Not Kalihi. I think he's from Kona.
Oh, he came from Kona. Yeah.
So
like those men who were last Sunday, some of them.
Yeah.
those spiritual people, they're all scattered all over the island. But they practice their... They practice their...
Work.
No eat, no, just pray.
But
when the master really organize, they reorganize the spiritual, they tell them to find place up here, Kali. That's why they found that Kali.
But before that, they were spread
out.
They're all spread out.
So they all build up in Kali at that time.
When did you become really active with the Federation? After you got married, or much later, or
after I got sick.
That
story I told you.
Talk you gave
yeah.
Yeah.
I follow her. I go all over the place, but
not really believe. Yeah.
My mind is not in doubt. Not sure. She's in doubt yet of the belief of the.
But I didn't
principle
bother.
Of
yeah.
Even he didn't.
He didn't believe like you believed.
Yeah.
I didn't
your bother. Father join too?
Yeah, he joined.
He joined finally. But your mother was the first.
Then
my father joined. That's when I start active because I promise. I really promise.
What year was that? Like last night when you gave your testimony.
So 24 years ago,
1955.
Bobby was
about baby. That maybe.
Bobby was the baby.
Bobby was born in 51. Yeah, about that.
About 50.
50. 54, 55.
Okay. Yeah. And that was already here in Honolulu then?
Yeah,
yeah.
Over here.
So all this time, like that, since the time you married Mana, it was just, you were just joining it as
outsider
husband.
No, but
no.
Before that you joined?
I joined the membership.
I joined the
membership, but in active like I do now is different.
Oh, yeah.
Really, not 95%. Very slow yet. Yeah. When I got sick, that's when I really changed my mind. Yeah.
Who is this Sister Francisca? Is that what you mentioned? Sister Francisca.
That's my kumare. He Kugos, the mother, godmother of the first one. Because, see, when we went to the Philippines, we could not get baby, 11 years, and they tell us in the Philippines that we cannot get baby.
Honeymoon?
See?
Yeah.
All my relative in the Philippines, that midwife, they all massage her. She said she not get no baby. Because in here, up here, you know more the shop, Bono,
The
shop, you know more there.
Yeah.
So that's what they predicted to her when we went to the Philippines. But when we come back Hawaii, she always insists like to the baby. I said, then we heard about that lady, Francisca.
What is her full name, Francisca?
Castiella.
Castiella.
Filipina.
Filipina, yeah.
How do you,
Gastuyala.
Gastuyala.
T-U-Y-A-L-A.
And she lives in
Kanyui.
Outside the town. Bush is something that homestead just like now it's all subdivision.
Mm.
Yeah. And the mother, godmother.
She's a member too.
Yeah, member.
She was a member also.
Member, yeah.
She's on the spiritual side.
But she was?
Yeah.
She's
spiritual side. So but the godmother is a member too. Mm-hmm. Our next door and where we live in Palolo before.
Oh, yeah.
She know the lady. She recommend her, you go to Makumare. You go Masab. We went, if you find her. she...
She worked
on her and she said, yeah, you go get baby. You got baby, I go be the godmother. She really got up.
And then when you were sick, what were you sick of when you mentioned last night?
I don't know, I got kind of flu. Some kind of flu on my body.
Making you weak.
Weak.
Arthritis,
sir? No, that bound to be arthritis, I think. Paralyzed.
Then you have to go back to pain, treatment. Yeah, arthritis.
I think so, you're starting to be paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Then my doctor said he cannot cure me. He recommended me to go tripla for a couple years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
He said.
Wow.
Wow, and I was working Navy at that time. Oh, we never listened to my doctor, so we went to the house, the Kumari recommend, so we went. So, I stayed there 2 weeks in the house, I lay down, I could hardly move the second week. I really flat already. I not can move. I cannot move my body. All is pain.
He looking for his kwaku.
But my kumari, 3 times a night he come and touch me all around like this. Masad, and after he masad, I feel better. Yeah. Then the 3 nights, like I said last night, the 10th night, the worst night I think already. And that this master and the wife came to my dream. They stood in front of my, by my feet, both of them.
At this time, the master was still alive but living
in the
mainland.
Yeah, yeah, he was in the mainland. Yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
Twice, yeah.
So when he arrived from the mainland, then we went to the church.
Yeah.
When he saw Trunkilin, he said, oh, you look good now.
Yeah, I never even tell you. He came to from America to visit the members, but we all went up to the church. I forgot to tell that one. We went up to the church. Everybody go to the church.
Yeah.
And go up like that, circle to the altar and shake him. I went. You look at me. Hey, Mayo, you good now, eh?
Mayo, come
on. You see what he says? Oh, I said, yes, master, I almost died. Yeah, now you good boy. Oh, he packed me away. That's all he said. You see how he know I am the one. See what he said is very surprising. So from the time I changed my mind, I really work for you.
Yeah. So what was he like?
What was he like?
Yeah, I mean,
we know he was very tall.
Yeah.
They say he was almost 6'1".
Yeah, he's tall. He's tall.
Tall.
Yeah.
But you'll be surprised when he stay with tall people, he's very tall.
He's tall.
The taller. But when he stay with short people, he almost the same height.
He comes down.
Yeah, that's one mystery I cannot prove to anybody. But to me, I observed that.
Did you see him many times?
Yeah.
Like when he would, every time he would come here.
Yeah. Because we had banquets like that.
Like when he would come here, you can read in the newspapers accounts of when he used to come here, but they don't tell you all, you know, they don't tell you where he went and how he went around and things. Like when he would arrive here, what would he do? What would it be like? He would arrive on a boat?
Airplane.
Or an airplane. And then he would be met by?
By the members.
By the members. Yeah. And then what would usually happen? What would
then
he usually
do?
Then we
go meet him.
In where? In
the airport or at the bar. Then he goes to his hotel.
He didn't stay. He has a house, yeah? He didn't stay there.
After.
That's much
then they bought the Manoa house.
Which hotel did he usually go to?
Royal
Hawaii.
Royal Hawaii.
Royal Hawaii.
Royal Hawaii.
Then would he come up to, at that time, in the early days, in the 30s, the members lived all over. Like,
yeah.
They didn't live all in one.
No.
Like there was no
all
Kalihi.
No Kalihi yet.
Was there an office where everyone could meet?
Yeah. At the Fort Street. Watermall building.
Watermall building? On what street?
Fort Street. Across the cathedral.
And then would he meet with members there? He would go there?
He would go there.
That's the main office.
How about Mama Toy? Was she with him in these trips?
Yeah.
How would they be together when they meet the members? I know she's pretty. She's a beautiful woman, right?
And sometimes she's with us. Sometimes no. So I don't know. Maybe she go shopping or not feeling well. But I know Sunday service. They always together. She's always there.
Before Kalihi, where was the service held? Down at the headquarters?
No.
Where did they hold the service?
I don't know, they sit down at
the head one down here in
Republican Street.
Republican Street.
Oh, I don't know.
One, they found one place over there before.
Like a big hall.
Yeah, before they go up to Kaliwi.
How were these services like at the time when you didn't have the church in Kaliwi yet?
No, they had one, not that big church, they had one small, one stable, one old, the first
Kaliwi
church was one, they said that was one stable. Because when we used to go, the floor was still dirt, and they just put benches.
I think that was the stable of the owner of the place, no, I think. Yeah.
Somebody, stable.
The owner of the place.
They have services.
So they build up that.
Then they build the big church.
But the service then was different, because I think before Mama Toy brought the Guadalupe or the Nazarene, what was the service like before? Was it the same as it is now?
Yeah, same. Yeah. Added Guadalupe.
The service is always the same way they handled during the beginning until now. But the altar was different before, only the master picture and the altar.
Just the master.
Yes, the master.
Flowers, the altar, no crucifix?
No.
Nothing?
No, nothing. Mm-hmm. But since Mama Toy came in, so they agreed together to change the view of the altar. And so they changed that way.
But what were the songs that were sang?
The same song.
Same song.
But only Adenta, Justi Salvi, Diana, song.
That's when Mama Toy take over, that
added some song.
Came